All right, so Shavuos Eidus. For starters, the problem in general when you learn Mishnayos, if you don't have the excellent Hakdama from Rav Pinchas Kahati, is do we even know what we're talking about here? Right? Do we all know what Shavuos Eidus is? That's stage number one, right? So we should really put that as the first Maariv Makom, is read the Kahati Hakdama to the Perek. Right, he always just goes through. This is what it says in the Torah. This is what it means. All right. So, what is Shavuos Eidus? What are we talking about here, guys?
The Baal Din come make you give Eidus, and if you say I don't know Eidus, you can take a Shavuah. And if you're Mother, you have to bring a
Shavuah. Right. A lot of times, right. A lot of times, a crime is committed, or not even a crime. A lot of times, just there's a monetary deal goes down, and there's someone who was clearly an aide to that particular dealing, and so one of the people involved comes to him and says, hey, you were there, I want you to be made to say what happened. And this guy says, you know, as we see in real life, people claim they don't know anything. I don't know anything, I don't want to get involved, I never saw anything. Right? Canvass the neighborhood, try to see who did the crime, and no one saw anything. Right? They don't want to get involved. So the Torah says, right, Vim lo yagid v'dasa avono. Right? If you don't, you got to tell your Eidus, otherwise you're in violation of Avera. So he can make you swear a shvua that you don't know anything, right? So then you swear a shvua that you don't know anything, and then it turns out that you were lying. So what do you do then?
Carbon.
You bring a carbon. What kind of carbon? Carbon what? On a carbon asham, right? Carbon asham. So I think, no, is that true? I'm pretty sure. What? Olav Yorid? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. What? Right, sorry about that. Okay, so you bring carbon Olav Yorid based on your Shavuos Eidus that was false. Okay, good. So that's what we're talking about over here. And now we're just basically, the Perek deals with who you can make swear Shavuos Eidus, who you can't make swear Shavuos Eidus. And the opening Mishnah is discussing cases of who would swear and who wouldn't swear because they may or may not be able to testify in the first place. So it stands to reason that if the person's not able to testify in the first place, they can't swear Shavuos Eidus. Right? You tell the guy, I want you to be made for me. Like, I'd love to be made for you, but I'm Pasul Eidus. So I couldn't be made anyway. So you say, oh, but I know you know. He's just like, doesn't matter what I know. I could say I don't know. What's the difference? Right, so that's the Mishnah starts off by saying Shavuos Eidus no eges ba nashim velo benashim berachokin velo bekrovin. Right, it's only no eg with men, not women, and with people who are not related versus people who are related to the litigants. Vekshirim velo bepsulin. Eino no heges ela beruyin lahoed bifnei beizdin v'shalo bifnei beizdin. Right, so we go through all the people who are able to, you know. Could they testify? Could they not testify in front of Beis Din, not in front of Beis Din? We'll have to go through what all of these things are referring to. Okay, so for starters, we're going to deal with the first example in the Mishnah, which was Anashim Velo B'Nashim. Right? Why are Nashim disqualified from Shavuos Eidus? Says Rashi, Dechsiv, Vehu Eid, because we have a Lashon of the Pasuk, Vehu Eid. He is an aid. Right, the ra'ui lahayet adavar akas dibra akasub the isha pesul eidus kediyalef bepirkim v'amdushnei anashim. As we'll see very shortly, that there is, it says in the Torah, v'amdushnei ha'anashim, and that excludes nashim. Right, that's Rashi, and Rashi specifically, when we come back to this, Rashi specifically stresses the pasuk of v'hu eid. So what does that mean? He is a witness. So it means he's a kosher witness. Right, or he is a witness, right? So we'll have to come back to some of the details that may be related to that. But Lemaisel, keep in mind that Rashi cites the source of the pasuk v'hu aid. He has to be called an aid. Okay, that is what I want to start with. Now let's do the first Tosfos, which brings up a side point, but I think it's a very important side point to get into for our purposes. So Shavuos Eidus. So Frektos was Tema. Amai Tzarech Kra de Eved Pasal Eidus, Perek HaChovel. If you learn the Gemara in Bava Kama, you'll see that we learn from a Pasuk that an Eved is Pasal Eidus. What's the Pasuk? Is that referring to the Evan? Right, lo yumsu avo sabanim, and therefore what? Right, meaning we know that when it comes to the mitzvah of pru urvu, an eved could have 100 children. I'll pee the Torah, play the mitzvah pru urvu, he has 0 children. They're not miyuchasim acharav. Right, that's an important yisod when it comes to mitzvah pru urvu. We'll get into a side point in that shortly. But when it comes to mitzvah pru urvu, an eved doesn't have children. All of his children are not miyuchas after him. And therefore, he can't be part of the pasuk of lo yumsu avos sabanim, and therefore he is disqualified from the concept of eidus. Clear enough? Okay. So Frek Tosfos, why do I need that pasuk? How do I even know in the first place that an eved has a shaychus to anything in Torah? Right? How do I know anything? So I know I have a gzeiras hakasuv, a gzeiras shava, la miisha. A case of la miisha, so that we learn that an eved is chayev in all of the mitzvos that an isha is chayevus in. So we say tepuk lei mishum degaminan la miisha. Right. So why don't we just learn it out? Because we have a gzeiras shava that compares eved to isha, and we just said in our mishnah, and we'll see in the gemara that the amdu shnei anashim teaches us that an isha is psul eidus, and therefore we should say that an eved is also psul eidus. End of story. And Tosfos leaves that as a tzarachiyun. Right? So does Tosfos really leave it as a tzarachiyun? Probably not. We mentioned wrongly in the Maariv Mekomos. Sorry about that. We have Tosfos in two different places that deals with this exact issue. So we have two answers that we find in the two different Tosfos. Right? Most likely what happened, I didn't look. Is there a Tosfos Arush? Not that I've seen, right? So I don't know, there are other Balei Tosfos available on this parak? I don't know. Check. Anybody have a Kovetz? You could look in the Kovetz to see if there are like other Balei Tosfos. Usually when you have a Tosfos Arush or a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz or something like that, they'll give you all the Terutzim every time. And they'll even... Oh, you have those Arush? Right, so we have to check that out. Does he give all the Terutzim in this on the staff? So a lot of times you'll find that the real Balei Tosfos, when they write, they give all the Terutzim every time. It's just that when they publish, they wanted to fit it in nicely on the page, so they cut out and they gave you one Tosfos in Bava Kamma and one Tosfos in Zvachim. So they divided it up and they wanted you to make the trip through the... Doesn't have it? Oh, okay. So a lot of times you'll find it that way. But okay, so for our purposes, we needed to look around a little bit. So we needed to look. Let's do the one in Zvachim, since that's the Gemara I have in my hand right now. So we have the Gemara in Zvachim discussing this issue, and Tosfos brings up the Kasha, the tiny little Tosfos over there. Where is it again? Kuf Gimel Med Aleph. I have that. Where is it here? V'hiksha Rav Rabbeinu Chaim, right? So from time to time you'll find the Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chaim. It's probably Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, right? Who was, what's the most famous thing he ever said? The Eretz Yisrael one at the end of Ksuvos, right? That there's no longer a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, right? That's the controversial Tosfos Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen there, where he says that there's no mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael anymore because we can't keep the mitzvah Satlius Baritz. He said that? Is that the reason? I think he says because we can't keep the mitzvah Satlius Baritz anymore. So the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen over here writes that he asked the kasha, the perek achovel matzrich trei kroi gabe edus chad mutei nashim chad mutei avadim. Why do we need two different psukim to exclude nashim and avadim? Similar to our Tosfos, which asks, why do I need a pasuk to exclude avadim? Yesh lomar the gabe mitzvos hu di alfina me'adadim gzeirah shava de la. Aval gabe edus lo shayach lemeilav de ein talui bin emonus share Moshe va'aron lo meidin. Right? So what does he say? What's the answer that he gives? But why not? What? It's a chiddush. And what's the ultimate raya that it's a chiddush? Moshe and Aaron. We like Moshe and Aaron very, very much. And yet, if they would come to testify on someone's behalf, we would say, thanks, but no thanks. You cannot, you can't do it. You guys are puzzled to be made together. Right? Lo mishum de lo mehemne, and it's certainly not because they are not believed. Right? Hilkach hecha de goli, goli. Therefore, whenever the Torah said, it said it, and whenever the Torah didn't say it, it didn't say it. So how would you summarize that Tosfos in one sentence or less? How would you summarize the Tosfos, guys? You guys get a chance to see it? Yeah, but specifically... Right. You need... It's not a dover that's tully in a regular svara. It's not something which officially makes sense to us. Right? We don't know who's going to be kosher leidus, who's going to be posel leidus. If I needed two people to be kosher leidus, it would be Moshe and Aaron. And yet, that would be posel. So you can't judge who's kosher leidus and who's posel leidus based on what makes sense per se. And therefore, you can't take outside limudim and apply them to Avis because it's its own mechudishtika category. Right?
Avis in general, or just in this case?
No, he seems to be saying kashrus le'edus because look at the raya. The raya is not doma to the nidon at all. Right? Moshe and Aaron are two people, each one individually, seemingly kashalatus, although we'll touch on Kohen Gadol, but probably a tiny bit on Kohen Gadol, kashalatus or posalatus. But Lamaisa, forgetting that Aaron's the Kohen Gadol, these are two excellent Jews, right? So we would think that these two guys, they're our star witnesses, and yet they're posel. So isn't that a weird example for Tosfos to give? Saying, I want to know if an Isha is Kshera Le'edus, so I'll bring a Raya from Moshe and Aaron. No, don't bring me a Raya from Moshe and Aaron. Bring me a Raya from Moshe. Bring me a Raya from Aaron. Moshe and Aaron are two people. Isn't that weird? Tosfos Dafka brings a case of two people versus one person to bring as proof to one. Right? That jump out at you a little bit? So what do you think? Right, you have to say that Tosfos is just saying the whole parsha of who's kosher and who's posel le'edus, we don't get it. We don't get it. We don't understand it. We don't know what's the story. You hear? So that's what he's saying. We need, every time, I need a raya to know who's going to be kosher le'edus and who's going to be posel le'edus. Yeah, sorry.
Russia,
okay. So there's a pasuk that says that we don't allow Russia. Meaning, I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a guy, Benogeta, we'll touch on this hopefully tomorrow, Benogeta Eidecha Nema Bisurin. Right? There's a story they tell over about the Nodi Behuda, that the town Ganef was serving food, and people wanted to know if you were allowed to eat in his kitchen. Right? Allowed to eat in the guy, he's clearly, everyone knows he's the town Ganef. So Nodi Behuda calls him in and he says, what do you do for a living? He says, Rabbi, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a ganav. Right? So he says, well, do you steal from, who do you steal from? He says, I try only to steal from wealthy people, but, if I have to, I'll steal from poor people also. He says, would you steal even on Shabbos? He says, I try not to steal on Shabbos, but if I had to steal on Shabbos, I'd steal on Shabbos. He says, do you eat kosher? Rabbi. I'm not a goy. Of course, I eat kosher. So no dude said, okay, he's allowed. You're allowed to trust his kashrus, meaning he considers himself a frum person for the purposes of kashrus, but laisa for the purposes of everything else, he's a rasha. So okay, that's eidecha nema bisurin. Maybe that's not totally in the din of eidus at all. We'll have to see a little bit about that, maybe a little later. So. But for our purposes, we have a pasuk which disqualifies a rasha. We have a pasuk which disqualifies an isha, and therefore we need another pasuk which disqualifies an eved. But what Tosfos says over here, how could it be that, you know, why don't we just understand that an Isha is Psul Eidus, and therefore an Eved should be Psul Eidus too? Because that's not part of what it means to be an Isha. It turns out that way. But that's not what it means to be an Isha. What it means to be an Isha is that you're only chayiv in certain mitzvahs, and you're not chayiv in other mitzvahs. But Eidus, the fact that you're Psul Eidus, what does that have to do with anything? Psul Eidus is a separate category of the Torah that we have zero havana in, and we don't, you know, we don't understand. There's a general, interesting, there's a general chakira, if you see, and if you learn in Sanhedrin, so the stipler in Siman Tes Vav in Sanhedrin has this discussion by Bali Dover. When there's a Bal Dover, so is it based on what we call, actually that's what he calls Bal Dover, but he says, is there Psul Bal Dover, or is there Psul Chashash Meshaker? Right? What? No Gei B'Dover. So if you're a No Gei B'Dover, so what's the Psul? Is there a Bal Dover or Chashash Meshaker? So, what? Right. So, okay, but I'm not saying that this is necessarily relevant, but it's interesting that here Tosfos seems to be siding with this concept of either Bal Dover or Psul Karov or whatever you want to say, but it's not at all Chashash Meshaker. I mean, the fact that Moshe and Aaron are Psul Eidus, no one thinks is because they're going to lie. It's just because the Torah says these two guys can't go together. Right, so Tosfos is striking the entire concept of Chashash Meshaker from the table here. Tosfos is saying, there is this thing called Psul Eidus. We don't get it. Now there's also something called Chashash Meshaker that the Rabbanan came along and they said, Amasachik Bakuvya Mafriche Yonir Malvi Beribis the Rabbanan, and right, and Osve Shvius and all these different cases. These guys are all Psul Eidus mid the Rabbanan because we don't trust them or because we want to penalize them or whatever. But Minat Torah, we assume all these guys are kosher because why? The Torah did not disqualify them. And that's the only criteria. You hear? All right, that's Tosfos in Zvachim. So why do I need a special pasuk to disqualify Avadim? Why can't I just learn out from Isha? Because I can't even learn out Isha from Isha. I don't know what I'm talking about over here. I need a pasuk to be Memayit. I need a pasuk to be Memayit an Eved, just like I need a pasuk to be Memayit Isha. Okay, that is answer number one. And then if I turn to Bava Kamma, Nachdaf Pei Aleph, sorry about that. So we said the Yeshlomar the Chigamrinon la meisha haynu la hachmir al haeved la asoso ki Yisrael l'chol apachos b'mitzvah she'isha chayevs. Right, I want to be machmir on an eved and do what? What am I doing, guys? As we need more audience participation. I'm very slow and I need people to speed me up, okay? We need more audience participation. So, we need, I'm going to be machmir on the Eved, and I'm going to tell him that he is chayiv, at least in all the mitzvah that Ish is chayivin. Ava ligoro me'ish, ulposlo le'edus ki'isha, lo nilmod. We're not going to learn out to pasalim le'edus, why should we? Right, the minadin kosher le'edus tichsev on dushnei anoshim v'ha'ishu v'ovid. Stop there for a second, because I would have thought he's kosher. So Tosfos in Bava Kamma gives a different answer. What does it have? What is the answer? It's only coming to be mechayiv and eved in mitzvos. So why should I passel him from? Why should I passel him from edus, from something that's coming along to be mechayiv him in mitzvos? That's good. It's like in kateger nasis aneger, right? So if you have a pasuk which is coming to include him in mitzvos, so why should I then come and exclude him? So again, what? Eidus is its own mitzvah, but it's not that kind of mitzvah. You know, obviously, if the fact that Shavuos Eidus exists means it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. You got to go do it if you know it, but. Yeah, so Tosfos here is looking at as a negative. It's bad to be postulatus. We want to be kushulatus, right? It's so we're coming to, it's an exclusion as opposed to an inclusion, right? So we have, again, so let's just summarize what we have, because it's always good to know what the information is, right? So you have kasha of our Tosfos and kasha of all the other Tosfos as well. Kasha is what? What's the kasha? Why do I need a pasuk to disqualify an eved? We learn out the whole chiyuv of mitzvahs for an eved, la la me'isha, and we just had the Mishnah and the Gemara telling us that isha's pasul eidus from what pasuk? L'amdu shnei anash. Good. So now we have that. So why? So what's the answer? So one Tosfos says you can pick whichever one you want. Right, so Tosfos in Zvachim says, Eidus is its own parsha, we don't get it. Moshe and Aaron are pasul Eidus, we don't get that. And therefore, we would need, to tell you you're pasul Eidus, we need a special pasuk, because we don't understand Eidus from beginning to end. That's answer number one. Answer number two? Right, so the whole pasuk of la is coming to be mechayiv a person in mitzvahs, not coming to disqualify people from Eidus. Okay, so just two possible ways to analyze the two answers in Tosfos. And we spoke out the basics already, so I don't know if you'll find this to be in any way informative. But possibility number one is Tosfos Bava Kamma just says that the whole idea of la me'ishus is begeder a ribui. It's coming to include. Like I said, a little bit in kadeger nasasaneger, but we'll say more than that, right? It's coming to include that avadim are chayiv in mitzvos. Yes, it's coming to include that avadim and chayiv in mitzvos, but more than that. Meaning, what do I have? Yeah, sorry.
Why do you say, or what do you mean that it's only for
Don't get lost in the word chumrah. I don't want to get lost in the word chumrah, because chumrah could be understood either way, right? I'll switch the word in English for inclusive. We're including the eved in more things, right? So we're coming to include that the eved is chayiv in mitzvos, and therefore he is going to be assumedly kashal edus as well, or not? We're not commenting on that. We're just saying he's chayiv in mitzvos, right? So that's perhaps the way that Tosfos in Bava Kamma is looking at it. The whole drasha of la is coming to include. It has nothing to, you know, so it's not going to exclude somebody from Eidus based on a drasha of la, comparing him to an Isha. And you can't learn any mi'utim from that. You can't learn any exclusions. But Tosfos in Zvachim is saying that it's not that the Gzereshav of la is coming to include or exclude everything. It's just saying that when it comes to mitzvos, Eved equals Isha. And therefore, it's not commenting on anything else. It's not an inclusive versus an exclusive drasha. It's just not commenting on the issue of Eidus, which is its own parsha. It's not a question of inclusive versus exclusive. It's just not commenting on anything. So, who cares? Like, what? Did I really say anything there? So I think if you take it one step further, you can come up to a very yisodistic point, which is what's what we call the svara chitzona. We don't deal a lot in svara chitzonas, right? The svara chitzona is like, what would we have said had the Torah? It's the pre-havamina, right? Like in science, when you do an experiment, you have the hypothesis, and then when you're finished with the experiment, you have the theory, right? So theory just means something that's you thought was going to turn out an experiment some way, and then the experiment went your way, right? So the svara chitzona is like the hypothesis, and then the havamina is like the theory, right? So the svara chitzona means what would I have said an eved is before the Torah started commenting? What's the status of an eved pre, you know, any psukim? It's hard to know. So you think he's not chayiv in anything? Fine. So again, how can you say an eved is chayiv anything? Well, on the other hand, he has mila, he has tevila, he has, you know, so you kind of Jewed him up a little bit. So he's now at least a little bit Jewish, right? So how Jewish is he? So it's hard to know. So we have, you know, so we have Tosfos in Bava Kamma is coming along and saying that we have this Gzeiras HaKos of la me'isha, and that basically says that he's chayiv. It's coming to make him chayiv in more things. Without the Gzeiras HaKos, I don't know what he's chayiv in, I don't know what he's not chayiv in. But once I see that he's already chayiv in mitzvos, So I would have thought that without the mitzvos, right, without the mitzvos, he's completely a goy. He's a regular nachri. And he has no kedusha and he has no nothing. And then the pasuk comes along and tells us that he has no, you know, he is chayiv in mitzvos, even though he doesn't have a kedushas Yisrael. That's what I would have thought before the whole thing got started. Nachri starts from he's a regular ben Noach. Then he comes along and says that he, you know, that he's going to be chayiv in mitzvos. Great, so he's chayiv in mitzvos. So we're coming to include him in these things. Okay, so now we know a little bit more. But what's his status legabe other things? It's hard to know. It's hard to know where he stands at this point. Is he just a goy who happens to be chayiv in mitzvos? Or maybe he's more than that. Maybe he's like a Yisrael who just has to be putter from some other things. You hear where I'm going with this? What is the status of the Eved at this point? Now obviously he is an Eved, he's his own creation, but is he a goy who happens to then be included in certain things, and that's how we start, that's our starting point with him, and that's how we look at him? Or no, maybe he's Ka'ilu a Jew, it's just he's only chayiv in certain things. But we view his general status as much more similar to that of a regular Jew. You hear? So this could be what the two different Tosfos are disputing. And this happens to be a discussion in the Achronim you have in the Turei Even in Chagiga versus the Mishnah Lamelech. And it's not really the Turei Even versus the Mishnah Lamelech. It's really the Turei Even versus the Muki Yosef and the Rambam. So, but he doesn't mind. The Turei Even doesn't bother him. The Turei Even is the Shagas Aryeh. So if you learn Shagas Aryeh, you see it really, really doesn't bother him. He wasn't afraid of Rishonim. So the Shagas Aryeh lived in the 1700s. He was the first Rebbe of Reb Chaim Elazar. The Reb Chaim Elazar learned by the Shagas Aryeh first, and then he learned by the Vilna Gaon afterwards. So the Shagas Aryeh has his sefer on a few different moed / the Kutchim type of moed mesechtas. So he has the Turei Even. It's on a few mesechtas. He's very, very, very verbose. He enjoyed writing long pieces. So in the middle of this long piece, he discusses this issue and he quotes the Rambam that I asked you guys to take a look at, Le'inyin, the Isser of Baal Takif and Baal Tashchis. Right? Anybody have a copy of that Rambam available? Here. So, let me just get the actual Maran Malkum, not the Maran Malkum I gave you. What was it again? Avodah Zarah? Yidmei's Beis? Okay. Okay, so you have the Rambam. I need to bookmark things before I start. Sorry about that. All right, whatever. I skipped it. Okay. So the Rambam says, Ha'isha shegilcha pa'as rosh ha'ish. So let's say you go to a female barber. Go to a female barber. I guess that would be called a stylist. And you go to a stylist and she cuts off your payas. Right? She cuts off your payas. The Rambam would say she cuts them off with a razor. Right? The Rambam holds it's actually only an Issa Daraisa if you cut off your payas with a razor. That's not how we paskin. We paskin, you're not allowed to cut them off even with scissors. Nisgalcha, or she gets a haircut, we cuts off her pass. Petura, she's potter, shenemra, lo sakifu pas, or shkem, lo sashkis, pa'as zikonecha. Right? So you're not allowed to cut off your payas, and you're not allowed to cut off your beard. Right? You're not allowed to destroy your beard. Kol sheyesho about tashkis, yesh no baal takif. You're only if you're chayiv in baal tashchis, you're chayiv in baal takif as well, right? So that's the joke people like to make from the Mishnah and Kiddushin. Women are allowed to throw food in the garbage, they're allowed to destroy things because they're putter from the iser of baal tashchis, right? So that's not the same baal tashchis. The baal tashchis that we're talking about over here means destroying your beard with a razor. A woman wants to shave with a razor is permitted to do so. But we learn from that, from the Hekish and the Pasuk, that she's also allowed to cut off her payas. The isha she'ain about tashchis lafisha he ain la zakon. Since a woman, generally speaking, doesn't grow a beard, she's not included in about tashchis. So therefore, she's not included in about takif. Lafichach, Ha'avadim ho'il v'yeshlem zokon asurim b'hakofa. Since avadim, generally speaking, will grow beards, they are not allowed to cut off their payas. So if you're included in the isser of shaving with a razor, you're also included in the isser of cutting off your payas. That's the Rambam. So what do you see from here? So all of a sudden, avadim might be chayiv in more mitzvos than women are chayiv in. So maybe we should switch our brachos around, right? We say shelo asani goy, shelo asani isha, shelo asani evan, right? All right, well, it's not going to happen. So okay, but the bottom line here is the Rambam is including an eved in the isser of bal takif and bal tashmis as opposed to an isha. Right? And that's not just the Rambam. The Nemuke Yosef at the end of Makos also quotes this from the Rama, the author of the Yad Rama on a few Masechtas. Probably wrote him on all the Masechtas. We don't have it. But the Rama holds the same way. He writes in the Sugyas there in the end of Makos about Tashas and Baltakif. He writes that an Eved is Chayiv in these mitzvahs, even though a woman is Potter. So says the Turi Eved, what do you want from me? That doesn't make any sense. And he's Turi Eben is working within this Tosfos that says that discusses whether avadim are going to be chayiv in pru urvu. So he's basically discussing how could Tosfos in the beginning of Chagiga has discussion that maybe avadim are chayiv in pru urvu, right? And he says, what's the havam? He said maybe they're not chayiv in pru urvu because the zaro is not miyuchas acharav, and you have to have and you have to have children who are miyuchas after you, but. Without that miut, we would have said that avadim are chayiv and puruvu. Says Turi Eben, really? We would have said such a thing? Women are pater from puruvu, and therefore I would know that avadim are pater from puruvu. Everybody knows that avadim can't be more chayiv in anything than women are chayiv. You hear? I'll just read you a little bit inside. Ela ilav gerisha vezu. Hayinu pturim legamrei bein eved bein shivcha mikol mitzvus without the gzera shava loh la miisha. I would have said they're pater from everything. Afilu shehanashim chayavos ben. They'd be pater from all the mitzvus in the Torah, including women's mitzvus to lechlal yisrael lo ba'u, because they're not Jews. Ve'ein dina melech kibnei noach. Ela the gzera shava asiv a golilon de shivcha chayavos mitzvos. Sha'isha chayeves. So we have la by Shivcha Charuva, and we say that she's chayev in the mitzvos, that a woman is chayev in, and so a male, we also understand that a male eved is also chayev in mitzvos, because what's the difference between a male and a female when it comes to avadim? They're both non-Jews, and then all of a sudden comes a Gzeiras HaKozim and says, you're chayev in mitzvos. So that's how we know that they're going to be chayiv. Avo lechayiv le'eved b'mitzvos she'eino isha chayeves ba? Ein lanu. To say that an eved is going to be chayiv in mitzvos that women are not chayiv in? Forget about it. Where should we have such a svara to say such a thing? V'kev an shekei and afil l'man di'olif liftor isha mipurvu mi'v'kiv shua. So he says, why would you say that women are going to be chayiv, that avadim are going to be chayiv in puruvu? Because why are women pater from puruvu in the first place? So he says, machlokis in different gemaras, different comments in the gemara. One of the sources for women being pater from puruvu is from the word puruvu, milu esaretz, ve kivshua. Right? So we say that you should go, puruvu, you should be fruitful, multiply, fill up the land, and conquer it. Right? Do kibush on the land. So he says, ish, it's darko lichvosh, ain't isha darko lichvosh. So the derech of kibush is generally a male-dominated field. And therefore, just like we said, that beards are generally a male-dominated field. I went to the circus and I saw the bearded lady. They don't do that anymore, right? Same back in, even before I was a kid. You know, it was one of the things in the circus was a bearded lady. Right, so I assume it could be a real beard. Women have beards sometimes, but that's not the rove. There's a woman I know. She was a great conqueror. Okay, but that's not the rove. So the Torah is going bust the rove. That generally speaking, women are not. It's not their derech to conquer, and therefore they're going to be putter from the mitzvah of puruvu since they're not the derech kibush. So if I'm the Rambam, I come along and I say, what? Women are going to be avodim are going to be chayiv in Bruravu. Why? Because it is the derech of a man to do kibush, and it's a technical tour that women are not chayiv in Bruravu because they're not derech to do kibush. So avodim don't have such a technicality. And therefore, they're going to be chayiv in kibush. Turiyan says, what are you kidding? Yeah. Right. Yeah, but that's a technicality in ownership. That shouldn't affect the concept. He's in the category of kibush. I'm saying he's a man. So he's in the general people who do. Yeah, it's a derech of a man to do kibush, not derech of an isha to do kibush. So therefore, just like it's not the derech of a man, it's not the derech of a woman to grow a beard, it's not derech of an isha to do kibush. So these are technical pturim that disqualify women, but shouldn't disqualify avadim, right? It says the Turi Evan, that's baloney. He says, no, even if you want to say such a thing. So it's not, there's no reason to suggest it. Right, he says, V'hachinami kashali aldasa Rambam, the mechayev eved ahakofa, the ahashchasa. He says that I have a big kasha on the Rambam. How can he say that that avadim are chayev in cutting off their payas and shaving their beards? Avogad ishapturim ishim de lo dami li ishada yesh lo zakon mabakach. Who cares? Ha kevan de iev shalo le mesi le chiyuva, bahag zereshava de la la me isha. Memela koi bechezkas petura kimo kol bnei Noach. There's no reason the Torah should be mechayev an eved to have children. There's no reason the Torah should be mechayev an isha. There's no reason the Torah should be mechayev an eved not to cut off his beard and cut off his payas. And therefore, what are we even talking about over here? It says technical petur for an isha. So what? The isha is the source of everything that the eved is chayev in. The end. You hear? Okay. So, and he says more because he's in context. He has a lot more to say, but for our context, that's basically his stance. He has to come up with technical reasons why Tosfos would have thought that the Eved is chayav. Okay. Mishnah Melech. Not that it's such a chiddush. The Mishnah Melech disagrees with the Turi Evan, and he says, I don't know. I got a Rambam on my side. I got a Rama on my side. So that's true. These things are true statements, right? And he said, and listen to the Lushan of the... I made a few copies in the back there. I made three copies in case anybody wants to read part. This is the Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Melech and Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin. I saw it quoted in a Mar Makomo Sefer. But he's Mitzayin, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And I never would have found it on my own. But Perek Yud, I think it's Halacha Zayin. It's huge. Saying it's a classic, you know, one of those classic three-page Mishnah Melechs. So just look at the paragraph that starts Haklala Olam Imashkas Avnu. Otherwise, you have to block out a day to read the Mishnah Melech. You know, it's sometimes again the Mishnah Melech and the Turi Evan both love to write, so they you have to be a speed reader to be able to read. I happen to be a terribly slow reader, so I have to cue it up to the good parts. Okay. So Mishnah Melech says that we're talking over here. He's talking about the same Tosfos, and he says, "Demiria Tosfos be'evet shemal v'tava l'shem avdus." Listen to this line: "Shaharehu Yisrael gomur." He's a Jew. He's a Jew. The avla achar shabo b'sinai shenitlo b'bnei Noach. Even after Maimon Arsinai, the Gemara says that the whole world was chayiv in Puravu, and then when we came to Har Sinai, Hashem took the mitzvah Puravu away from the rest of the world, and he left it only for the Jews. Oh, the guy might be chayiv and we call Sheves. Okay, but he took away Puravu from the rest of the world, and he left it with the Jews. So he says that even though Hashem took away Puravu from the non-Jews, ha'avadim ei musar maleah kedin Yisrael. Right? How could you have a havamina to say that just because goyim aren't chayiv in Puravu, that avadim aren't going to be chayiv in Puravu? They went to the mikvah. They had a bris milah. They're Jews. Right? And then he says, right, im tomer hechi kaswa tos avodim chayev peruvu, da hakaim alon komitz ishe chayev ispa eved chayev ba. How could Tosos say such a thing? Komitz ishe ena ishe chayev is ena eved chayev ba. The gamrina on lalam isha. So he says, still, even if you want to say that avodim should be chayev peruvu, women aren't chayev in peruvu, and they're only chayev what women are chayev in. Where is it? So he says, he quotes, I'm skipping, sorry. Halo kasha, dolo nemar klal zeh, elo b'mitzah seh shezman gromash, anashim p'turus, lahach milsa ishkish eved l'ishim igzera shaveh. He says, that's only talking about mitzah seh shezman groma. That's when they're compared. Delala, avo mikom mitzah seh shelo zman groma, kigom p'ruvu, de medina heim, hayu anashim chayavos, elo sheh gazru akasavu shem ma'ata, mishum dechsiv v'kivshua, derech, etc. Right? Okay, he says this is what we've basically been saying. You can read it inside if you want. That says basically the Torah gives a technical p'tur for women that they're pater from mitzvah seishes man grama, and there's a technical p'tur for women that they're pater from puruvu, not based on the p'tur of mitzvah seishes man grama. So therefore, since it's not the same thing, I would not assume that avodim are going to be pater from it. I would assume avodim are going to be chayiv in puruvu because it is there. Derech deukiva. He says the Rambam says like that. He says that the Ramah quoted by Mukhei Yosef says like that. He says that avodim are Jews. They are chayiv in mitzvos. So you see that there is a major difference in how we're going to view avodim. The easiest nafkamina is, if you have an eved, and again, you don't have too many avodim bizman hazeh. But if you have an Eved, is he allowed to shave with a razor? Is he allowed to cut off his pace, have any hairstyle that he wants to have? Right? So if you hold like the Turei Eved, he says black on white, there is no such Turei. The Rambam said it? Don't bother me with the Rambam. Right? He says, according to Mishnah Melech and according to the Rishonim that we mentioned, an Eved is not allowed to do those Isurim. And he would have been chayev in Puravu, Lu Yitzurit was shayach that his children would be miyuchas after him. But since they're not miyuchas after him, he is pater from Puravu. So going back to our Tosvos, you could say that why do we need a separate pasuk to pater avadim? So we had two different answers from the Tosvos. We had answer number one, which said what? The drasha is coming to include an eved in things. It's not coming to exclude him. Right? So what do you mean? Coming to include him in mitzvos, but it's not coming to exclude him. So what does that mean? Meaning, this drasha is coming to tell you that this guy's a Jew. He's included in mitzvos. Now, which mitzvos is he included in? He's only included in the mitzvos of Isha. But to tell me that he's putter, that he's pasul edus, why would I have thought that he's pasul edus? Right? Why would I have thought that he's pasul edus? Just because he's only included, meaning I know the guy's a Jew. I know he's a Jew. I don't know which mitzvahs he's chayiv and which mitzvahs he's putter from. So it comes the Torah and says, you're included in all the mitzvahs that are shayach to a woman. But to say that you're pasul edus, I don't have any source to say you're pasul edus. I have a source to say you're pasul edus. You're a guy. Right? So the answer is no. No. We need a source to come along and passel him because he's a Jew. That's possibly number one. Tosfos in Zvachim says, no, how do I know anybody's passelatus? I don't know if an Evan is kushelatus. I don't know if he's passelatus. I don't know if an Isha is kushelatus. I don't know. The whole concept of Edus doesn't make any sense to me. So I know you have this Edus. You have this guy called an Evan. You want to call him a guy? Call him a guy. It'd be like the Turei Evan. Right? You want to be like Turiyev? You want to be like the Mishnah Melech? Doesn't matter to me, because I don't know what's flying with Edus. So that you could say, maybe that's why you have to come on to the two different answers. Because if you assume straight up that the Eved is going to be a Jew, so I would need a reason to passel him. So you say, la, only says he's chayiv in the things that an Isha is chayiv. But that pasuk is coming to include him in certain mitzvos, because even if I know the guy's a Jew, I don't know which mitzvos he's chayiv in. So he's included in mitzvos that are not zman grum. But to say that he's pasul edus, why should he be pasul edus? just because women are posel eidos, that has nothing to do with anything. So that could be answer number one. And then that's the Bava Kama. And then the Tosos in Zvachim is saying, no, it's not about inclusive versus exclusive. It's just because we don't understand the concept of eidos and who's kosher and who's posel in the first place. So once I don't know what I'm talking about, so I also don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to Avadim. What's the whole reason we posel Nashim? I don't know. Does that apply to Avadim or not? I don't know. I don't know anything. So even if you want to say the guy's a guy, I don't know what to do with him. So that's why you have to have a special posel to posel. Now, even though I think that this is it is a true debate amongst the Achronim and maybe even the Rishonim, what's the status of an Eved? Tomorrow I'll try to point out that I don't think that what I just said is the real pshat in the Tosos and Bava Kama. I don't think the Hemshech of the Tosos supports this explanation. And I think it's a more localized pshat in the Tosos and Bava Kama versus the Tosos in Zvachim. So I'll ask if you can, for tomorrow, reread those Tosfos, having in mind the things that we spoke out, and see if you think what I said can fit or can't fit or should fit. No, it should. I think can, but I don't think it should. But I think it's still worth knowing this discussion of what's the status of an Eved, and maybe that's the discussion in Tosfos, maybe that's not the discussion in Tosfos. But try to read the words of the Tosfos and see if it reads into the words. All right. Have a great day, guys.